China trade tensions negatively impacting farmers. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. American farmers are suffering from ongoing trade disputes between the U.S. and China. Chad Smith has more.
After the U.S. raised tariffs on Chinese imports, China responded by raising tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods. Dave Solomonson, American Farm Bureau Federation's Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says it means more lost market opportunities for American farmers. The new round of tariff increases doesn't directly affect major U.S. commodities, but will still have an impact on agriculture.
These products are, you might say, intermediate and final consumer-ready products, not major commodities. These are things like salted beef products, frozen strawberries, but again, that'll have an impact on the producers and sellers of those products.
Solomonson says American farmers and ranchers are disappointed that tariffs were raised because it had looked like the end of the trade dispute might be getting close.
Farmers are getting very anxious that what they thought was coming to an end, perhaps what was included in the package would be announcements of major additional purchases of U.S. agricultural products by China, seems again just be put off into the future.
The Trump administration is putting together another aid package of approximately $15 billion to assist farmers and ranchers hurt by retaliatory tariffs. Solomonson says President Trump wants the package put together soon.
Maybe some more inclusion, a point there of overseas assistance using U.S. agricultural commodities even more than we do already. So we'll be looking out to see that plan and see how it fits the needs of those elements of agriculture, which now seems to be almost all of agriculture that's being affected by retaliatory tariffs.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.